Hello and welcome to Bear Attack, the show where we usually review things and tell you our opinions, but today we're only spitting the facts because it's our birthday Q&A.
Me and Polar Bear share March, and Nate was like, hey, we didn't do a birthday Q&A, so now he's going to run this thing. I have no idea what's about to happen. I have a beer in hand just in case it gets weird, because it might. And let's hope it gets weird, because Blitzbear is going to edit this one and it's not going to be my problem.
Maybe I'll only do this interview in ASMR whispers.
Dude, and I'm only going to do it in sing screams.
I believe we've picked our characters.
I actually,
for this interview.
I've always wanted Polar Bear to do ASMR because his voice does it for me.
One of your questions for this birthday Q&A is just give him random phrases and have him do it in ASMR and see what happens.
Purple.
Well, I guess let's start there, boys. We'll start with Polar Bear and I'll probably edit this out. Did you guys tell the people what we're doing and everything?
We did.
Cause I was texting someone. Yeah. And I was not paying any attention.
I had actually a really good intro about it. And okay, I didn't introduce any of us though. So I'm Sam Montano, I'm Polar Bear. Joining me today is the other questioned? The other suspect in the interrogation room. Samuel Reed Oceans, the Panda Bear. And today's moderator, question asker, and altogether king of the podcast.
Oh my God.
Mr. Nathaniel, yes. Middle name inserted here, Patton Blitzbear.
That is right. I wish I had worn a tie since I'm hosting this one.
I mean, you are in your room. You could get a tie.
I could. But, you know, even though I'm king of the podcast and the MC for tonight's ceremony, today is really about the Sams, Sam Oceans, Sam Montano, Polar Bear, and Panda Bear.
You're so humble about king of the podcast.
Yes, well, a king should serve. So, but it is good to be the king. I was going to say something and I completely forgot, which is probably going to be the theme for tonight. The theme for tonight is short-term memory loss.
I'm diagnosably horrible at this. This
brought
is great.
To you by a sponsor we can't remember.
It's no longer Anchor either. It's like some Spotify for podcasters nonsense. I don't understand it.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I mean, Spotify is always owned Anchor. That's how we got on Spotify so fast.
Yeah, but they changed the name.
Time to make a new...
Are we still getting paid?
Maybe. I don't know. We suck anyway. Why does it matter?
So, if you know anything about the Sams, it's that Oceans loves hot ones, and by proxy, Polar Bear Montano also has to love hot ones. So, boys, what are your favorite episodes of the hot ones?
Oh, man.
God, so many.
Yeah, hold up. I'm going to bring up them. Jack Black's episode is hilarious.
Jack Black's is good.
He
Gordon
is a
Ramsay's
champion.
Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh, the Gordon Ramsay one is kind
he
of
did
a
it twice.
Must-see. That's a good one
yeah.
to start.
Yeah, yeah. Gordon Ramsay is...
Okay.
He might be king of that
I don't think I've seen
this show.
Adam Richmond was good because, you know, he's
gosh.
The food guy. Casey Webb did it, so...
Adam Richmond, yeah, the man versus food guy. He had a great episode. Jenna Ortega had a great episode.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I mean, I might have very obvious favorite. And you know what? Oceans, can you guess which one might be my favorite and why?
Oh, God.
This is a test of our friendship. Oh.
There's so many people that do that show. This is unfair.
Oh, no. There is only one her.
Oh, Yeah, she was very good. It's totally Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if Karen Gillan did the show yet, but that would be awesome too.
Natalie Portman did.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman freaking slayed.
Yeah.
She made it look so easy.
You know who else did? Am I remembering right? Didn't Scarlett Johansson do really well too?
She did. She made that. Some of these women come on this show and just slay.
You know what's funny? We're talking about Scarlett and Natalie. This week's episode is Florence Pugh from she was the Black Widow's sister.
Yes, that should be fun.
I'm trying to think. Man, there were so many good ones though.
Yep.
Steve-O was good. Steve-O did it. That was funny.
I think, okay, I'm going to give you a top three because I can't narrow it down past this. Anna Kendrick, number one episode because Anna Kendrick's on it and she did well and I love her. Number two, Dave Grohl, which would be number one if Anna Kendrick didn't have an episode.
Dave Grohl was very good.
And my number three is, I'm trying to narrow it down between Gordon Ramsay and the man versus food guy whose name I can never remember.
Adam Richman. Casey Webb did it too, so both the man versus food guys.
Adam Richman, the one who had to quit because it almost killed him.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with him for his dedication to food. Yeah, so my number three is Adam Richman. Also, I'm super excited to watch the one with Pedro Pascal. I haven't seen it yet, though.
That was good, too.
It's real good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I don't think there is a bad episode of Hot Ones.
DJ Khaled sucked.
Even the bad ones are good. Which one?
DJ Khaled really sucked. He got through like that one.
I was going to say the DJ Khaled one is objectively got to be the worst episode, and it's a must see. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he got through one wing and died. Yeah.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston's episode was so fun.
Post Malone was fun too.
Yeah. Post Malone is, that was a bop. I hate Machine Gun Kelly, and his episodes are great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Machine Gun Kelly ones because I don't like Machine Gun Kelly.
You know who they need to get?
Machine Gun Kelly is the Machine Gun Kelly invented the last dab. That started on season one when they had him on. Yep.
Oof, that makes me uncomfortable.
That was his idea.
You know who they need to get? They need to get Alice Cooper. You know, the Godfather of Shock Rock. I think that would be awesome.
Man, that would be Sean Evans. First we feast, make it happen.
You know what? You know my favorite thing about Alice Cooper? Is that he's just a dude living in the valley.
He's such a chill guy.
Yeah, like if you could just go to a golf course one day and Alice Cooper just might be there playing golf.
You know, seems like, you know who, yeah, you know who'd be good too? Ozzy, except I think it would kill him. So
I don't think I could understand the word Ozzy said.
I think only Ozzy can kill Ozzy at this point. Whatever can kill Ozzy isn't around.
Oh, Hot Ones has their own Hall of Fame. Gordon Ramsay's their number one. Their number two is Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Shaq episode, which is great.
Shaq was great.
Kevin Hart's episode.
Yeah.
Post Malone. I don't know
if they got Dwayne Johnson.
Key and Peele. Steve-O. Oh, yeah. Steve-O's episode was wild.
He put the shit in his eyes.
Yeah. Terry Crews was so funny.
I couldn't finish it because I can't do his voice.
And then Joji.
I think the Gordon Ramsay's first appearance is like the must-see first episode.
I think Gordon Ramsay...
I really like Elijah Wood and Shia LaBeouf's episodes, too. Those are great.
Gordon Ramsay and Guy Fieri are my favorite food personalities.
Did they have...
Guy Fieri's Hot Ones is great.
Yeah, makes me feel like a fat kid having favorite food personalities.
I'm either old person at heart or I'm really fat because Food Network is like my favorite network. Yeah, probably. I like NCIS too, so whatever. I'm old. Get over it.
I was born in the wrong generation.
I listen to Slipknot with no shame.
Oh, yeah, well, so, I listen to Slipknot with no shirt.
Oh,
I put my finger into my
eyes. You know what I thought when I first heard that song? I didn't think he was saying eyes. I thought he was saying ass. I was like, what am I, porno grind? What is this crap?
I think that says more about you than it does about the song.
I agree. Next question, please.
Yeah, moving on.
Next one.
What
next one?
Is some like physical characteristic or like maybe like a hairstyle or like something that you like in like movies? You see like that guy is super cool and you wish you looked like them or that you could pull that look off, but you know you can't.
Oh man, this is a hard one for me as a fat guy.
What made me think about it was I was looking at my beard and I was like, ugh.
You know, I wish I could pull off like a cape. I wish I could bring capes back. I don't have any specific thing I want to put out there, but if I wore a cape, I'd just be a creepy fat kid.
Like Captain Underpants.
Are you talking like a Doctor Strange type of cape or like...
I can totally picture Montana as Captain Underpants. I think that would be awesome.
I have too much hair.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I think I'm thinking of like cloaks, you know, like they have hoods and stuff. I think that.
Ooh.
Because that's like multifaceted. You can still wear that in the rain. A cape, I feel, is like, it's more of a summer look, you know?
Yeah.
Or like.
You know what I will.
Ponchos.
I pull off a poncho.
You could pull off a poncho. Yeah.
Or like Hugh Jackman and Van Helsing, that aesthetic, I could really rock and roll with that if I wasn't a fat kid.
The trench cloak?
Yeah, if I wouldn't look like a total neckbeard wearing that, I totally would.
Nate, what was the actual question again? I'm getting the essence, but we have specifics?
Like, what's something you wish you could, like, pull off, like, if you're just like, oh, man, I wish I could, like, look like that, but I don't. Like, oh. For me, I just want to look like Aragorn from Lord of the Rings all the time.
Yep.
Like, just, I guess, you know, part of that's pulling off the cape. He has, like, the cape hood kind of thing going on, too. The cloak.
Yeah. Part of me wants to say, like, I really want to rock, like, back in the 80s, they had the big-ass hair and shit. I'm like, that would be fucking cool to have for a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
And then...
That's fun.
The other part of me is like, man, I really want to be Derek Hale from Teen Wolf. Like, that dude, the fangs and the fucking... Oh, sick.
And the closest style that I am to pulling off without, like, the most changes is, like, Dean Winchester. If I just, like, got in shape... I'm already there. I wear enough plaid and boots.
Although, I think I would also like to rock the Bowser costume that Jack Black wore on Kelly Clarkson's show when he got pranked and everybody said they were going to dress up as their character and he was the only one to do it. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, my God.
He was legit upset, too.
I didn't know about that. That's super funny.
That's, yeah, that look it up. There's a whole like thing. It's hilarious.
I just thought of a follow-up question. Oh, yeah. So, with the Lord of the Rings and Van Helsing thing, he just sent me what he was talking about, and that is a super cool look.
Yeah, it would be sick.
There. Yeah. Do you guys ever like? I hear this more. Well, I was going to say more from women, but I guess I hear it a bunch from men too. Is like. I was born in the wrong time. I wish I could just live in a different period. Do you guys ever feel that way? And regardless of if so or whether or not, what period would you choose?
Oh, the 80s for sure. That my parents talk about. I'm like, dude, that shit was a party and like metal music was king and come on.
Yeah, you are. You are kind of an Eddie Munson of sorts. Except for not like him in any way. But
no,
I totally see. I know what you mean.
Metallica is not my poison of choice.
That's true. Yeah. You don't sell drugs to high schoolers. At least not or that I, am aware of.
People thought I sold drugs when I was in high school because I always wore black and hung out by my... I could have been an emo kid for sure if I just painted my nails and had like the fucking swoopy hair. Yeah.
I think you and I were like... Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I would have been an emo kid if I knew what emo music was.
It's like, fun to think about. I was about, a big Paramore fan,
but I didn't know that there was like... Yeah, I knew I loved Paramore, but I didn't know there was like a whole culture going on because I was homeschooled.
Yeah, the big thing in my school was like My Chemical Romance and Black Veil Brides. Back when Black Veil was emo shit.
My Chemical Romance. Hate my Black Veil Brides. Can't stand them. I don't think that I was born in the wrong generation. I just don't think that I fully have taken advantage of computers and what they can do. I'm still stuck in like how mechanical things work together. I just programmed a whole like inverter system the other day by myself. So,
oh dang!
I just
you're speaking a foreign language. I have no idea what you're talking about. See, 80s kid. What are computers? What is an inverter? Ah!
I think that we live at the optimal time in human history. It may go downhill from here. That's okay, though. I believe we have lived at the top.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think we've definitely peaked.
Yeah, I think that AI is a downfall. I don't think it's a generational thing. I think it's just like the way that technology has progressed.
I think it's social media.
I think anything technologically...
TikTok is cancer.
Because everybody's moving into, they want to get into like quantum mechanics and AI and stuff, and I think that is the end times coming. Which I don't think we should get into in this podcast because I will go on a tangent and I'm probably gonna get I'll get cited by some government agency and put on a list.
I do want to take this time to remind people to follow us on honestly Instagram. We're on Facebook too.
Follow us on the gram. Facebook.
I'm sure
is
we're
dead.
On something else. Yeah, I only care about Instagram. If you do follow us on Facebook, you're just getting Instagram's leftovers. It's all just reposts from that.
You're getting the gram's sloppy seconds.
And then we will never be on TikTok as long as Blitzbear is a part of this podcast.
TikTok is also terrible. I have things about that too. Still won't get into it.
We are not directly racist, but we do not.
That made me think of a follow up. I don't know what racism has to do with it, but
because TikTok is owned. Oh, TikTok is owned by the Chinese government. That was my point. But
I think you cannot love Chinese people and support their government because their government hates them.
Agreed.
And
it's slowly trying to kill them, and it's successfully doing so.
Yes. But, Polar Bear, what time period would you live in? If you had to choose one?
Like, if I had to choose a time period that wasn't now? I think I'd do pretty good in, like...
The like, early days of automotive industry is what I'm thinking for him, but...
Yeah. It would either be early 50s or pioneer times. Pre Civil War America, like in the South. I think I would do well in either one of those times.
Because he wants to own slaves.
That's correct. That's the reason. No, it's mostly because I just want to carry guns in public and it'd be like normal.
He wants to have a run-in with Stagecoach Mary. Yeah, he wants to have a run-in with Stagecoach Mary
but for real,
down with her.
I think that it would be cool to be part of that time because that's when like the big moves were being made west. I think it'd be cool to see that actually be happening. And the 1950s is 100% because... That's when hot rodding started, and in my core, even though I have a business that does off-road stuff mostly, and RVs, I'm a hot rodder deep down in my heart, which...
He's secretly Shia LaBeouf from the last Indiana Jones movie.
I don't think secretly. I think I just am.
Yeah, I definitely see you as either a cowboy or a greaser.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been cultivating an aesthetic look my whole life of like punk rock cowboy.
Yeah.
As he plays with a switchblade on the podcast, it totally fits.
Okay, this is kind of on topic. I took a count. I have at my desk 1, 2, 3. I have like 7 knives in this desk.
Oh my god.
And I mean, a couple of them are like cringy, like this one's got dragons all over it and skulls. It's called Reaper. It is a terrible little gas station knife, but it like the satisfaction of just like
it is erect.
And then I've got this one, which doesn't have a name, or does it? This is the Falcon.
Oh my god.
Both of these knives cannot hold an edge to save their lives, but like that one flicks out really easy. This one's got a cool like just feels good.
Invite my brother to your house, he'll be all over that.
Yeah, most people like have like fidget spinners and stuff. I have just a shit ton of knives.
Dude, I confiscated this one from work. It is so nice. It's not a switchblade though. I don't own any of those, but it's super nice.
Dude, the knives that you find places are the best knives. I don't think I've ever bought a nice knife. All of my favorite knives have either been given to me or I found in a parking lot.
I think my favorite knife I've ever owned is actually a Leatherman.
I am a fan of Leatherman for sure.
If anybody knows where to get a replacement blade for a Leatherman, let me know, because I have a Leatherman that I need a replacement blade for. Nate, all what's right, next
back
question?
To Bigfoot. Yeah, what's the bit?
Yeah,
back to Bigfoot.
I had a follow up one. Oh, so we all of us on the podcast dabble in the conspiracies of theories to a greater or lesser extent. My question to you tonight, both, is what is your favorite conspiracy theory that you don't believe at all to be true?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
My favorite conspiracy that I do not believe is true.
Oh Jesus, this is so hard.
Like, that I like the story of, or that I like to hate on?
Either or, and both.
Okay.
Well, oh my god.
I'm going to choose both. My favorite conspiracy theory to like just absolutely hate on is Flat Earth. If you are a flat earther, you can lick my big toe after it's been in my sweaty boot all day. Oh man, but like my favorite one that I don't believe.
Why do you why are you so against Flat Earth?
Because they're wrong.
that's how I used to be, and then my friends who are Flat Earth, they like started asking me questions and I legitimately have no idea.
Throw me one question that would make me like wonder if the Earth's flat.
Well, apparently it's like if you actually look at like flight paths, like they don't take the paths that they say that they're taking. They actually like go around in ways that don't make sense unless the Earth is a disc, because the distances across the oceans would be greater. And I don't really care. It doesn't really affect me in any way. So I'm like, that I can tell. So I was kind of like, I've never looked into it, but if what my Flat Earth friends are saying is true, then I have questions. I think, where I got the idea for this question, Panda said something that made me think of it, but someone asked Alex Jones this recently and it was really funny to hear his answer. I think he's with you. I think that from what I remember, he was like, yeah, no, the Flat Earth one is I'm not about, which is funny because it's Alex Jones.
Okay. We have been survey using, like, we figured out how to survey and accurately plot, like, points on the Earth, and there's record of all of these points on the Earth. If the Earth was flat, like, from around the world we have record of these. If it was flat, somebody would have noticed it by now, because there are people on this planet with too much free time that just read boring documents.
Yeah, I think the thing that scares me is I think that there's a lot of people like that, that just they get shouted down because they're mocked and ridiculed so much.
And how is it that people who have made voyages around the world, if the Earth is flat, how did they get from one side back to the other without traveling in a circle? Because they saw land, went around it, crossed more ocean, saw different land, went all the way around it and back up, and then ended up back where they started.
Well, they say it's a disc, so it is round, but they don't. It's not a sphere like we think it is, so they like, but I think I will go on record as saying I think the Earth is round.
If it were a disc, we wouldn't have different times of day at different parts of the world.
If the sun works the way we think it does.
And it does, because the Earth rotates on an axis.
Does the Earth rotate, though, or does the sun rotate around the Earth?
Yes.
I'm gonna go buy a replica telescope of Galileo's telescope he used to figure this out, and I'm gonna start beating flat earthers with it.
See, the thing is, though, is that we've been told what to think, and I'm not saying I believe in the heliocentric model, or... Right? That's the one?
Yeah.
Galileo.
Yep.
Model. But before then, accepted science was that the sun revolved around the Earth, and people thought Galileo was an absolute crack.
Okay, so I don't...
And...
I don't trust the science, because the science isn't a thing to be trusted. But I believe observable facts. I have a telescope... In the room next door to me, and if you turn it and look at other bodies in space, you can see that they are orbs. They rotate.
But are they rotating? Are we rotating, or are they rotating?
Yes.
And the answer would be probably both.
We're both rotating because of physics.
You know what, though?
The physics of why is that one like that and we're totally different for no good reason.
I was reading a book that was super heady about the design of the universe and how it's actually super interesting, but like they would say things like a supermassive galaxy is this, you know, whatever, and I'm like, how do you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't believe that.
You've never
that.
Been there.
I don't believe in the numbers like how big things are.
Yeah, because there's no way of knowing. Agreed. Like, I guess there's, like, math and stuff that they used to think that they figured it out and everything, but they don't actually know.
Yeah, I don't...
They don't actually know.
Until somebody gets out there with an odometer on a spaceship, we'll never actually know. But my favorite conspiracy theory that... Like, I love it, but I do not believe it, is related to Bigfoot. And it's that Bigfoot is an interdimensional being.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think Bigfoot is a terrestrial being that's just like people say, we have all these trail cameras out. Why haven't we seen them on trail cameras? And I'm just like, I don't think you know how trail cameras work, because they use infrared lasers as their triggers. And what if Bigfoot can just, like, see infrared on the infrared spectrum a little bit, and he's just like, that's a weird line. I'm going to go around that tree. Like, all modern cameras use infrared. So if he can see on an infrared spectrum, it pretty much explains it. And that means even like when you get a picture up to get him, like if they have the stride that the like that matches up the pictures there are, they're moving quick. So take the picture, it like, yeah. I have so much science in this, but yeah, Bigfoot is a terrestrial creature.
Yep. That's the one I was going to say I love to hate too. Now, the one that I love to hate on is the conspiracy of the Bermuda Triangle and how it's magical and all that garbage. I think it's all attributed to weather patterns and like storms and stuff of that nature.
I'm afraid to go through it.
I think
not some.
I'm afraid of the Bermuda Triangle.
My take on the Bermuda Triangle is that there's like points in the world where the magnetic field is like wonky. And like all the things that get lost in there rely on the magnetic field. And I think that like it just throws off their instrumentation and they end up going in circles until they just like something just bad happens to them.
And right, because just... didn't like Amelia Earhart disappear over the Bermuda Triangle?
No, that's different. And Amelia Earhart is 100% died on the island that they thought she died on because they found her bones.
Huh. Or the other one that I love to hate on is the moon landing. There's a whole conspiracy about how it did it or did it not. I'm like,
yeah, I want to believe that it happened, but I'm not sure that I do.
I believe in the moon landing.
Because when people go, they put a man on the moon with less computing power than what we have in our pockets. I'm like, really? Interesting you should say that. That sounds suspect.
until we have other people that go up and can prove that our flag is on the moon, like Elon Musk, I'm talking to you and your SpaceX nonsense. Like, I'm on the fence.
Our flag's not on the moon anymore. It's gone. You got taken. But there's no way it's still there.
I feel like the
Russians took it. Damn commies.
I just feel like there was that one time where they went to the moon and they stepped on the moon, but it hasn't really happened since. Like there have been other attempts, I guess, but like it hasn't. That was the one time that.
Oh, that's not a conspiracy. That's true. We've only been to the moon once.
Right, but have we been?
Yeah,
because it's only happened like the other missions had the same exact like equipment. Like I'm just like, did they get lucky the one time? Like,
yeah, I think we've been to the moon, but I think that we just got lucky that one time because every other attempt to go to the moon has had some catastrophic problem, and even the Apollo mission that made it to the moon had catastrophic problems. They just sort of lucked their way through it.
I want to believe.
I believe.
It makes my world like, a lot simpler.
And, like, I've seen the movie Apollo 13, and I'm just like, they could have faked all of it, like, based on that movie. Like, I'm like, it could have, like, you know?
Stanley Kubrick did it.
Yeah, but he had to shoot on scene, on location.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
For authenticity.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Oh, right. Okay. All right, back to Bigfoot. Nathaniel, what's next?
No, I'm not done with the space theory yet. The space... because there's no way if they faked it. Do you know the amount of people that would have had to be involved? I mean, film personnel, security personnel. Like, somebody would have talked by now. There's no way you keep a secret like that.
Like, unless, they just need, like...
Unless you put everyone in that crew... like anybody involved, I mean, like the guy that delivered sandwiches one time, unless you got done with shooting it and then just wiped them and their families off the face of the planet, just dead and buried them in a ditch somewhere.
Do you know anyone involved in the space program?
Steve Carell does.
Yeah. I think...
No, that's a good... That is a good litmus test for a lot of conspiracy theories, is how many people would have to be quiet about it.
Yeah, I think that if you believe the space landing... I'm not saying the space landing was like a perfect, this one according to plan. I think they 100% lucked their way there. But if you don't believe the moon landing happened, you have too much faith in the government being full of intelligent human beings.
He's got a point. He's got a point.
But the inverse of that is true. If you believe that they could actually put a man on the moon, I'd say you same.
No.
Which is easier to do.
I believe because NASA isn't a government regulated bureau. They're a privately like get their funds from grants and shit.
Right, but who televised the moon land? It was cable networks that are influenced by the government.
Yeah, because I think it
would be a lot benefited the government to say,
"F you, Russia, we made it first."
I think the reason why you would have the unintelligent people in the government is the exact reason why it would work to fake it, is because you could have just a handful of people in the know. I don't think it would take that huge of a film crew. And you could actually like just tell people like, oh yeah, this guy works for NASA or whatever. And it's like there's maybe 10 people and they're all just kind of like, they all just pass it on down the line.
Nope, I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second.
Wait, have you ever, all the NASA scientists that supposedly, like, what if there just were never any? And we were just told that there were. And the people who told us were told that there were and they never questioned it. I don't know.
We're getting into like Area 51 territory. Let's move on before we start arguing with each other.
It's gonna be the whole podcast.
I mean, God, I don't think it'll be much argument. I think it'll just turn into me yelling about things, and I'll be in the back room just like,
it'll just be polar bear raging.
The aliens are in the mountains. They're not. They're in the Falkland Islands with Elvis.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
That might be my favorite, is that Elvis is, Do you have, I wrote this question down when it was relevant to me, and I don't know how good of a question it is outside of that, but, is there a common misconception people seem to have about you that you're like, where does that even come from? And then, yeah, I guess that's the question.
Man, a common misconception about me. This feels hard to answer as a me.
For example, a lot of people think that I enjoy camera things.
Oh.
And that I actually like am a camera nerd or like a cinematographer and all that kind of stuff.
I think there's two about me.
Which is not true. I hate cameras. I hate shooting. I hate taking pictures and videos. I hate it.
That's why Nate and I were such a good team. That's the part I like. That's why I never get final products out.
I like storytelling.
I just like the camera side of it. I like the story. I just like how the camera forwards the story. I think there's two.
That's
common,
me with like editing and writing.
Yeah, I think there's two common misconceptions about me. One is that I'm like in my mid 30s. I get that.
Well, just give it a few.
I get that a lot. Oh, yeah, but then by the time I'm in my mid-30s, they're going to think I'm in my 50s. Because I've had people thinking I was in my 30s since I was, like, 22.
I think that's a maturity thing more than anything, though.
Yeah, I've been accused of being older than I am, too, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still a misconception. But, yeah, I think I am matured for my age. Thanks, trauma. And the other misconception about me is that I'm because people invite me out for drinks a lot, and then people think that I like to drink a lot.
No, that would be me, but
yeah, I was like, I know a Sam that would love to go with you. Let me give you his card. Sam Oceans, professional friend.
Yeah. Misconceptions about me. I've been accused of doing drugs a lot, which I've never done.
Yeah, that is. That, you know what? I have that one too, but I know why.
Well,
that one
you look like a stoner. I hate to tell you.
I really do.
I've been accused of being gay a lot too.
Well, because that one's true.
Oh man! Well, no, I'm not the one that secretly loves cock here.
I don't think it's a
secret. It's not called Bear Attack for no reason.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I don't think it's a common misconception, but I have been asked if I do drugs, but I think that's just because I have a twitchy face.
Yeah. Trauma, damn it.
No, I think that one's from hitting my head a lot.
Different kind of trauma, but still trauma.
Yeah, blunt trauma. Physical trauma, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
That's from being in the trauma unit. These are their stories. Dun dun.
Oh, I got a joke for you since we're on the topic of whether we're gay or not.
I'm terrified.
Did you know that California's banning Skittles? Does that mean that San Francisco is going to have to get exodused?
Nah. Taste the rainbow.
Pee the rainbow. Oh, God.
Share the rainbow. Contract the rainbow.
Their governor is a rainbow. And they're banning Skittles.
Why are they banning Skittles?
I don't know. Ask my mom. She told me. I'm like, what? I don't even want to know.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to take a page out of your book and just say I don't even want to know.
I don't know if it's a misconception about me, but people think I'm mean. I'm like, I'm not mean. I'm just an acquired taste.
No, my card could. You have bad RBF.
I'm not mean. You just need to stop being such a little bitch.
My car. If I had like a personalized. This is my personality card. It would probably say professional asshole.
I'm not the problem. You are. Fix yourself.
Yeah. Professional asshole control freak. That would be what it. Yeah. That would be my card description.
That definitely was my first impression of Panda Bear, and so I guess it's true. But but he's also very sweet. I think that I think both you and Kevin, your brother, are this like you guys. I don't know what it is. There's something like abrasive on the surface about you guys for sure. But you guys.
Hold on. Okay. Tangent. Kids are influenced by their parents. You both have met my parents. Sure. You know what their dinner conversation is. Therefore, abrasive.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about... My dad will literally talk about how he crafted a truck stop and his hemorrhoids were bothering him at dinner. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know your mom a lot better than your dad. And your mom is definitely the kind of lady who's going to say whatever she wants, but she's also, like, the sweetest person. And I think you and Kevin are both that way.
The difference between me and Kevin is I take things to heart and he just doesn't give a fuck.
That's true. It's kind of a good thing about him too. Like
Yeah, I know. I wish I could be more like that because I take things way too personal sometimes.
Yeah, but you're a sweet boy.
A sweet boy. Oh, Dead Ocean, he's sweet boy.
Well, boys, I got one more, I guess, unless I can think of something really fun. Sorry, I feel like we can do better, but, we got it in a few good ones. What's something, you currently want people to know about you? Something that, like, I don't know if you guys are ever like me, sometimes it's like, I wish I could just tell people what's going on in this head, but no one wants to hear it, I'm not a narcissist, so... This is your guys' night. Let us know what we need to know about you. What are we missing out on?
Oh god.
Man, that's
awesome. Is it sad that I'm so immature that my mind went immediately to these nuts?
No, but it would have been much funnier if you would have just said it.
Yeah. I think I'm just gonna take your word for it.
I'm trying not to be so immature, like, because I eventually do want to find me a lady, and I'm like, they're not gonna unless they're super cool. Like, they're gonna need to whenever my friends get girlfriends, I like have to like filter myself more until like they realize what they're in for. And then most of them have been cool. There are certain things I have to watch myself on still, but, you know, such is life.
I made a joke about you can't spell funeral without fun to a lady at the baggage claim.
Oh my God.
I was on my way to a funeral, and she was...
not impressed, I'm sure.
That's hilarious.
So she was impressed. Funny, yeah. She was, her jaw hit the floor. I'm just not sure it was the impressive that we were going for.
It's you know what's funny? That this is why we get along, because that is a morbid joke that would make any normal person go, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. But us, it's just like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome. Where does that come from? We must know more. Yeah.
You know, I almost kind of wonder if we are the normal, like, I feel like a lot of people have a dark sense of humor, but there's definitely, like, people like said lady who don't.
I feel like this podcast could be, like, if somebody, like, doesn't, like, sometimes there are times where I have to completely shut it off and, like, try to be a normie, and it, like, is uncomfortable for me. But I feel like maybe, like, for people that are trapped in that cycle, like, all the time, and they listen to this podcast, that would be a good outlet for them. Oh, my God, these guys get it. And I don't have to show it to anybody else.
Yeah, we've had stories like that. And it's always super encouraging to hear. So give us 5 stars and answer our questions on Spotify.
This is a freaking hard question, though.
I'm not sure I have anything pressing that I want people to know. I feel like everybody knows everything they need to know about me.
Yeah, you're pretty much an open book.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very much like Ron Swanson. If you need to know it, you'll already know it. If you don't need to know it, I'm not going to tell you.
Here's what I want to know. Do you guys just, when you eat your Skittles that are now banned in California, apparently.
I hate Skittles.
Do you just, like, grab a handful and throw them all in your mouth, or do you eat them by color? Because I was
No, I'm not a fucking psycho.
Well, I was well into my 20s when I discovered that there were different flavors of Skittles.
Wait, there's different flavors of Skittles? I thought they were...
There's
what?
Different well, flavors of Skittles.
Let me tell you...
I don't know.
Let me tell you how I eat my
They're
Skittles.
They're not all the same flavor.
It's an interesting technique I have. So...
The lick it and pass it technique?
See, I'll grab a bag of Skittles... And then I'll walk over to the nearest trash can, toss them in, and go get a bag of M&Ms.
Yes!
Skittles are
as
awful.
As the returning listeners know, Skittles suck, and M&Ms are God, and that's what I eat for my movie. If I go to the movies, I eat M&Ms, not popcorn, because who wants cardboard in their mouth?
Me, I love popcorn.
Ooh, what do you... Polar Bear, what do you eat at the movies if not popcorn?
I don't. I just eat popcorn.
I like Sweet Tart Ropes.
I am popcorn
or
and
sour
a soda kind of guy. Extra butter.
Mm. Do you have a specific soda for movies?
I really like root beer.
If you don't say Coke...
You know what? That's something I want people to know about me. So I got my nickname Polar Bear because I drank so much Coca-Cola, but I love root beer.
So we all love root beer on this podcast.
I do love root beer.
Absolutely love it. I could drink Barks root beer and sarsaparilla for the rest of my life and be pretty happy.
At home, I always drink root beer with a movie. At the theater, Cherry Coke.
Interesting.
Boys, should we? I've been wanting to make a mocktail speakeasy out of and like run it out of my garage like every summer for years now.
Let's freaking
do it.
I
think we should do it.
Yes, we could each have...
I think we should bring the couch upstairs.
We should each have a drink named after us.
Ooh.
Like the panda, trash can, the polar bear freeze.
Dude, we should record a live podcast in our speakeasy.
Oh, you're really... I don't know if we're capable of a live podcast.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Well, record a podcast. In our speakeasy.
I'm in both directions. Wide. Let's go.
Now, my question would be, in a mocktail speakeasy, if we had a drink named after each of us, what would be that drink? What would consist of those drinks?
Oh, a mocktail speakeasy named after the polar bear.
So it'd be like the polar bear freeze or the polar bear, you know, like...
It's got to have Coca-Cola in it, though, somehow.
Right.
I know what mine is.
I
think mine would be a lime. probably like a lime liquid death mixed with Sprite and Monster.
Very green.
That would be the Blitz Bear.
And you could call it Blitzed. That's it. You're Blitzed. You're getting Blitzed. Because it would do that.
Yeah, either that or something cherry lime mixed with Monster.
That is a hard one. Mine would have to have like a shake consistent. It would have to have some kind of chocolate in it, but it would also have to be a little spicy because, you know, I got a feisty-ass personality.
I would love for mine to be like a vanilla snow cone with a sarsaparilla just like shoved in the top, like, you know, the margaritas.
Ooh,
that would be margaritas awesome.
With the beers upside down in
them.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a
that would be sweet.
Yeah, like a vanilla root beer slushy, but like with in a big glass with a root beer bottle just shoved in it.
We could call mine Pandemonium, and it would be like a Mexican hot chocolate like thing. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Let us know in the comments if you think a mocktail speakeasy done by Bear Attack is a good idea. If so, you better come to it if we do it.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't care what corner of the world you're in. If you're in Ireland, you're coming to our mocktail speakeasy.
Well, boys, I think we've definitely got enough for me to cut things down. So.
Yeah, exacerbated our options.
Good job. Good job, guys. You know what, Oceans? It's our birthday month, but how about you close us out this time? You do the thing.
Oh God, I don't even know what to do.
I like that idea, but we need to do what are you loving?
Yeah.
I kind of almost want to like, do you guys want to switch it up and do what are we hating? Do we want to attack
Absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely.
Since it's bear time.
I love attacking.
Let's attack something.
Let's go.
Boys, what are you hating?
Oh, dude, what am I? Let's narrow this down.
I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah. A lighthearted hating. We don't want to send the people off to their next podcast on a sour note.
Lighthearted
okay,
hating.
Definitely not talking about that then.
I am hating that the audio quality of one of my favorite podcasts is going in and out in these last couple episodes they've had.
The Basement?
No.
Okay.
Blurry Creatures.
Ah.
All right, Panda, what are you hating?
Oh, God. I want to talk about that so bad, but I don't want to. That's a rabbit hole I do not want to go down.
Ooh. Should have done it at the beginning.
No, we would have been talking about it for half an hour.
Yeah.
God, what am I hating? Oh, man.
While he's thinking, this one's a little controversial, but the new John Wick movie is not good. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, man, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man, dude. I think I could save you some money.
Is it worse than Quantumania?
I doubt that. I don't know. I didn't see Quantumania. I just hate all the Marvel stuff.
Yep.
Right
me too.
Now. I started Wakanda Forever. Like I'll sometimes watch it when it comes out on Disney Plus, and I almost always fall asleep and end up not finishing it.
The problem with Marvel now is they all have a backstopped agenda to them, which bugs me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, that they're all the exact same movie, just cut and paste.
Yep. Both true. So the third John Wick is kind of this one's a lot like the third one, but it's just like a lot of action scenes that are just like really long, really repetitive, really bad stunts. He falls out of like falls that should have killed him instantly three times in the movie, and never takes cover behind anything. Just tanks shots to the chest because he's got a bulletproof suit, I guess. And it just is at the point where it's not cool anymore. Now it's just like silly and just doesn't, it's just like, oh man, dude. And the fight scenes are so long. They go on forever. And it's like, at a certain point I started laughing because it was like funny. And then I stopped laughing because it just didn't stop. And I was like, what is going on? So it's not good.
All right.
Man.
And I like Transformers.
This is the problem that all these franchises have that go on forever. It becomes like Fast and Furious. It's the same damn thing every movie. I'm hooked at this point, but it's the same damn thing every movie.
Yeah, I'm still going to see Fast and Furious when it comes out later this year.
Yeah, me too. But
yeah,
like, Star Wars is clapped out. Marvel is clapped out. Harry Potter, they could do forever, and I'd still go see it, because, again, I'm hooked, even if it gets bad, and it has been for the past couple movies, but...
Dude, that was me with Star Wars, and I'm, like, thoroughly over it.
Well, that's because The Last Jedi was the precursor of the shit to come, you know?
Here's how far down in the rabbit hole I was. I loved The Last Jedi. I loved it. And now I look back on it and I kind of, you know, I'm ashamed, but what I would do with Star Wars is I did a lot of the writer's work for them, and I would like make up reasons why things worked in my head and like could explain anything and like why it was a good thing. And then I realized one day at a certain point,
it's like the whole thing,
maybe I should be the one writing Star Wars and not these buffoons.
Right. It's buffoons. It's like the whole thing, like, at the end of Rise of Skywalker, where she finds out she's a Palpatine, and I'm just there bashing my head into a wall going, oh my god, how fucking predictable can you get?
I didn't see that coming, but maybe that's because I was an idiot.
I also didn't see it coming, because I thought that was stupid.
Oh, sure, because the Sith Lords never have unprotected sex with people. Vader,
I don't think that. I just think it's stupid.
Yeah, well... It is stupid, but
I still hate that part of it, I guess. I kind of it better when she was no one, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I mean, I guess that's I guess that's what I'm hating, is that nobody can come up with a fucking creative idea that works, other than Cocaine Bear, and that was based off a true story, so it doesn't count.
Is Cocaine Bear a good movie? No. But it's fresh.
Yes, exactly. It's not
something that's been done to death.
Yep, it was a wild idea needed at a wild time.
Yeah.
That's like when Machine Gun Kelly changed to pop punk, and it was kind of fresh and refreshing, and then it got old real quick, but it was still something new and different.
Yeah, that was fun. Make Machine Gun Kelly great again.
Well, now that he doesn't have the Foxy one attached to him, he might start rapping again. Who knows?
Oh, did they break up?
That's the rumor going around. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm surprised, but...
I don't know, but... anyway, if you like this show, give us a review. 5 stars, comment, like, whatever the options are. Make sure it's 5 stars, though, because we won't acknowledge your existence otherwise. And we're on Facebook, Instagram. You can email us at bearattackpodcast@gmail.com if you want to bash on us. We will read anything on this show at this point. So whatever you got to say it, let it out. I hate to say it, we are a safe space here, and... Maybe not for you, but for us. And if you attack us, just be aware we're gonna attack you back, if it's worth attacking. Yeah, give us like, comment, all that stuff, and we will catch you next time. Until then, see you later. Bye.